神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
There is a whole area of counseling which we call occupational counseling.
有一个这种心理咨商、心理辅导的领域叫做职业辅导。
Because there are many, many people who have not found their right place in life.
因为很多人呢，就是没有办法找到他们的这种工作上的岗位。
This is a real concern for many young people as they face life.
对于年轻人的话，他们面对人生，这是他们很大的一个在意的地方。
Now, employment is when we receive a wage for what we're doing.
所谓的这种工作呢，就业呢，就是我们去找到一个我们要做的一个岗位。
When we are employed, it means that we're going to be used for a purpose.
如果我们去就业了，去工作了，表示我们要被用来完成一个目的。
Now, there are many areas of occupations and employment.
当然有很多领域的这种专业工作、职业。
One of the growing areas is in the area of business.
那在一个很大的一个工作场呢，就是商场。
There's the area of selling.
那就是卖东西。
The area of buying.
也是买东西。
The export, the import.
进口、出口。
This covers wide areas.
这个涵盖很广的。
There are also businesses that help businesses, such as the printing business.
那也有就是这种商业会促进那种商业，比如说像印刷。
Now leaving business, we think of the professional area.
我们离开这个商场的主题来进入专业。
It's an occupation that you have to have special training.
这种专业就是你需要有特别的那种特长来做的。
It could be in the field of science.
比如说像科学。
Being a teacher.
成为一个老师。
Being a lawyer.
律师。
These are professional positions.
这个是专业的一个工作位置。
And then another group is that of trade.
那另外一种呢，是有特别的技术的技巧。
This involves manual training and skills such as carpenters and electricians.
比如说呢，他们需要受到特别的训练，像木匠啦，或者是电技的这样的，就是电器方面的训练。
There are so many areas that you can get involved in.
很多方面你都可以去参与的。
But the problem is that many times we do not find something that really satisfies us.
问题是很多事你都可以做，可是你不一定做的都很起劲，很享受。
And one way we can know this is that we begin to have symptoms against our job.
然后你在工作当中就开始有一些症状，来好像在反抗你的工作一样。
Sometimes people will say the pay is not good enough.
比如说呢，你就会想说，我这个薪资呢不够高。
Maybe they say the hours are too long.
我的工作时间太长了。
The location is not easy for me to get to.
我去工作的地方对我来讲很难去。
My fellow workers and my boss, they're just not competent.
有人说呢，我的老板还有我那些同事们呢，一起做的人呢，让我觉得呢不喜欢。
Or maybe we say that our boss is, well, he's just too demanding.
还有人说呢，老板呢太严厉了。
And then we might say, well, those that I work with are not pleasant.
有时候你说呢，跟我一起做的人呢，让我觉得不满意。
Then sometimes you'll look at it and say, you know, there's not any chance for advancement. I can't get ahead.
有时候你就想说，一面做一面想说呢，这种工作让我没有办法迁升，没有办法再 更出人头地了。
Sometimes we'll feel like it's working on our emotions, and we'll say the stress level is too high.
有时候一面做一面觉得说这个情绪呢，这种情绪用的太多了，那压力太大。
Sometimes you'll feel like you don't have enough responsibility. Other times you'll be complaining that you have too much responsibility.
有时候你觉得好像工作量很少，你觉得很无聊，有时候又觉得好像工作太多。
You might say there's no sense of accomplishment.
或许说呢，我根本没有成就感。
So now, when you begin to talk like this,
当你有这样的想法或开始讲这样的事情的时候，
it means you are having a problem in your work.
那意思是说呢，你在你的工作职业上面已经有问题了。
And complaining and criticizing is one of the first areas it begins to creep out.
抱怨批评就会成为这样的问题的、啊、开始的症状。
And if you continue in this type of work and can't feel like you can get out, then the emotions are going to rise.
如果你必须要在这种工作上待下去的话，你的情绪就会受到影响。
You become an angry and a frustrated person.
你变成一个很容易生气而且是挫败感很重的人。
Not only at the job, but at home and with other people.
不只是在工作的时候，连在家里面或跟人在一起的时候也这样子。
I remember one time a woman called me. She was in tears.
那有一次有一个妇女呢、啊、哭着跟我讲话。
She said, I don't understand what's happened to my husband.
他说不晓得我先生怎么回事。
He never was like this before.
以前从来不这样的。
As soon as he enters the door now, he begins to complain and begins to say, this isn't done, that isn't done.
现在每一天回家，一回家进家门呢，就开始抱怨，这个没有做好，那个没有做好。
He's angry and he's criticizing.
每一天都在批评，而且很容易生气。
And then I said to her, I don't believe it's aimed at you.
我就跟他讲说他可能不是针对你这样的。
Well, now he's yelling at her and he's complaining at her and she feels like it is her.
但是他回到家里面所在、啊、生气的对象事实上是他的太太，他感觉就是他自己。
I told her to ask her husband what was happening at his job.
我就请他回去问他先生说到底你现在工作情况怎么样。
And he confessed to her that he was had problems at his job.
他的先生就开始跟他承认说呢，他的工作上有一些问题了。
When we work in circumstances where we don't feel like we are accomplishing, or we feel others are getting ahead, or we just can't take it, we begin to be bitter.
有时候，当你在工作岗位上面你没有办法做、啊、理想，或者是呢，你发现别人做得比你更好的时候呢，你心里面就有苦毒。
And an emotion is not something that just happens in one little isolated situation. It may become a part of your character.
然后这个情绪呢，就在那个无力感下面开始营造，后来呢，变成你的特质。
A bitter person is an empty person.
一个心里面有苦毒的人呢，是一个空虚的人。
Sometimes you become emotionally upset and you feel that you're very stressful.
情绪一起来就觉得非常的大，压力非常的大。
Nothing's changed at home.
家里面又没有什么改变。
But it's at the job.
而是你工作上的一些改变。
You know, it actually affects us physically.
而且会影响你的身体。
You have a low self-worth.
你会觉得自己没有价值感。
Actually, it depresses you.
会让你沮丧。
It makes you feel hopeless.
让你觉得没有盼望。
It will give you fatigue, make you very tired.
让你觉得很累。
Sometimes you get headaches.
头痛。
Sometimes your blood pressure goes up.
你的血压会升高。
It becomes hard to sleep.
有时候很难入眠。
Sometimes men even, and women too, go into drugs or to alcohol abuse.
有时候不管是男的女的很容易会因为这样子呢就酗酒了。
Sometimes it's a backache you get.
有时候会让你背痛。
You're not even aware that the problem is your job.
你甚至没有察觉到原来这些问题症状是从你的工作来的。
Because more and more you're getting an ideas in your head of what you should be accomplishing at your work or in your career.
因为呢，你一直在想说你怎么样让你的工作可以做得起色。可以呢，好好的留下记录。
So the motivation of why we're working may be many.
那很多你里面要工作那种动机呢，就有很多出来了。
For many, it's that they want to have plenty and have a lot of security with money and things.
那你的要为什么要成功的动机呢？包括你希望有很多的钱，很多的安全感。
For others, they find their identity and their motive is to find their identity and what they are by their job.
也有很多人呢，他们就在工作里面想找到自我的认证，自我的一种价值感的提升。
In your job, you have developed the thinking, I want power.
有时候在工作里面你想要得到权势。
I want to bring glory to myself.
我希望能够自己得到一些荣耀，一些光耀。
I want to fulfill my purpose.
我希望完成我自己的目的。
And somehow your employment, your occupation, your career is not meeting this expectation.
但是你目前的实际上的工作却没有办法完成达到你心里面的这些动机。
So maybe you need to re-examine your motivation.
所以好好的再回来检查一下你的动机，工作的动机是什么。
And begin not to be so self-centered, but begin to think about others.
不要只是自我中心，好好的想一想别人。
Begin to see your work and your job as a challenge.
把你的工作当作一个挑战。
To be able to help and to accomplish and to be able to work with the group and with the team.
把它当作是一个帮助或者是与人一起工作的这样的一个机会。
Now let's talk about the search.For something that really will give you the feeling that you are accomplishing.
现在我们来谈一谈啊，就怎么样在我们的工作岗位上呢，得到那种成就感，让我们觉得很满意。
I'm really talking to two different groups today.
今天我谈的是两种形态的人。
The one group is the young adults who is looking for what type of career or maybe what type of employment they would like.
一种群体我讲的就是这些年轻人呢正在寻求到底他们适合做哪一种专业哪一种领域哪一种职业
So let's look at some things that might help you
那对于这样的人呢我要给你一些建议可以帮助你
One of the things is your interest
首先要考虑到你的兴趣
Is there anything that gives you a personal source of satisfaction?
有没有什么会让你特别有自我满足的这样的工作
？You have watched people do it. Maybe for a little while, you even worked in this area, and you think that now that really does give me some satisfaction.
你曾经看别人做，而且自己也尝试过，后来你就发现说，哎，这个对我很享受的。
Also, if you've been a worker, look back at your past achievements.
那如果你已经工作很久了，你就好好的回溯一下你过去的一些成就。
See where you have achieved.
那到底是在哪方面你比较有成就
？And if you have not, begin to try to understand why you did not achieve.
如果你发现过去好像没有什么成就的事情的话，那想一想为什么我都没有把它做好呢？
Some of it might have been your attitude and your motive of what you were doing.
是因为你的这种态度或你的动机吗？
Please don't be one of those people that only works to get money.
不要成为那种只是为了赚钱而工作的人。
Maybe some of you are laughing at me now.
或许我讲这句话你会笑我。
But you will learn that money will not give the satisfaction that something that you have accomplished would give you.
但是有一天你会发现呢，你想要得到满足，钱是不能给你满足的。
Oh yes, money will buy lots of things.
当然，钱可以让你买东西。
But you will be surprised how tired you get of things after a while.
但是当你这样子一而再再而三的做的时候呢，你会发现你累了。
You don't understand that, you say.
你自己或许不明白。
I've never had things and I want them.
或许你说呢，那些东西是我想要的，我去买啊。
Oh yes, I understand.
我当然了解。
And I know it's there that you want different things.
当然，我们会想需要一些其他不同的东西。
But if we're going to look at the long run of your life,
但是如果好好的长久的为你的人生想一想
let's take in consideration that you can both have something satisfactory and something that will help you to buy things.
那你想一想两种需要一个是给你满足的一个是给你可以去买东西的
But you have to be very realistic as you look at life.
你好好的面对这种人生的真实
Even as you look at a career, what you would like to do.
比如说你在找到底你想做什么
Now, I could never be a gardener.
我可是没有办法成为一个园丁的。
Because I have a way of killing plants instead of helping them.
因为呢，我对于这种花也好，树也好呢，我不但没有帮他们，反而呢会让他们死掉。
Now, so there might be some things that you just don't have the aptitude for. You just are not good at.
有一些东西工作，你就是没有那一种能力，就是没有那方面的才分。
But you might say, but I want something I can make a lot of money.
或许你说呢，但是我虽然没有，可是我还是想做来赚多一点钱呢。
But my friends, that's not the purpose. The fact is, unless you can do well at it, after a while, you're not going to make money. You're going to fail at it.
你要知道，如果是你，不是你的能力可以做的，你只是为了赚钱去做的话，久而久之，有一天你会发现你做不好，没有成就，你会失败的。
So you look realistically at yourself.
好好的面对自己，看看你自己是怎么样的。
You certainly don't want to be a teacher if you don't like to study.
如果你不喜欢念书的话，你绝对不会做一个老师。
You don't want to be a doctor if you faint at the sight of blood.
如果你看到血就会昏倒的话，你不会去做一个医生的。
You don't want to be a carpenter if you can't measure with a measuring stick.
如果你连量尺都没有办法把它量好的话，怎么做一个木匠呢？
So you look at yourself realistic and say, now what am I capable of? What do I enjoy?
好好的很真实的看自己，到底你喜欢的是什么，你有能力的是什么。
There is something very wonderful about leaving your job, feeling very happy, feeling good about it and about yourself that money can't buy.
当你做完你的工作的时候，你有一种满足感，你觉得非常的好，这个不是钱可以换来的。
Now, I was never a salesman.
我从来不能做一个推销员。
It was very hard for me to sell anything.
叫我推销东西是很难的。
But when I meet a salesman,
但是当我碰到一个推销员的时候
Somehow it's hard sometimes for me not to buy what they have.
但是我很难去拒绝他们推销的东西。
So I do recognize that's not the area where I would be very good.
所以呢，我就看到我也不适合做那个工作。
So now we are settling on the fact that we need to find something that I have aptitude for, that I have some abilities, and maybe even some past experiences.
所以面对实际，看看我有哪一个工作是我兴趣的，而且呢，是我有能力的，而且还有一些经验的。
Now, let's go on to see some things that we can develop in our life.
另外一个是让我们继续的看我们怎么样可以让它发展在我们的人生里面发展。
You see, some of you may have gifts, things that you do very well.
有的人呢，有特别的那种才气或者是能力把一些事情做得很好。
But that's not enough. You have to develop character. You have to develop ability to work with people and to be able to succeed.
光是有才干是不够的，你需要去发展它，然后还要知道怎么样跟别人合作，这样才能够成功。
You know, when you have people working for you, you will see those who have such initiative. They have ideas, they want to get done, they wanted to do it well, and you just feel that those people are so helpful.
有时候当你有一群人为你工作的时候，你发现有一种人呢，就是他们非常的有理想，他们也非常的能干，知道怎么把事情完成，你就发现他们对你的工作是很有帮助的。
But then there are others that are very slow.They drag their feet. They're sleepy. They have no initiative.
那然后你也发现有一群人呢，他们总是很慢、很迟钝，然后呢，对你的工作呢，没有什么热诚的人。
So if you really want to succeed at your job, be a person that has initiative to do, to go on to another step, to be willing to be taught. It is really a wonderful character trait.
如果你是那种工作的时候带着理想，然后很尽力的、很努力的，然后把它做得很好的这样的人的话，你实在是一个有福气的人。
Now, some of you have personalities that is more negative. You always see the dark side.
有的人的特性、个性就是很容易看到不好的那一面，就是非常的消极。
But other people get tired of that.
那这样的话，别人会对你很厌倦的。
So you need to develop a more positive attitude.
你需要发展出一种比较积极的一种特性。
And look at the bright side, look at the good side, look at the acceptable side.
看到那光明的一面，看到那对的、好的，或者是可以被接纳的一面。
Maybe you must develop some organizational skills.
那也要稍微养成所谓的组织的这样的一种技巧。
So hard for you to be organized.
或许对你很不容易组织起来。
But if you can begin to learn how to organize your own self and your own little method until you become a person that is well organized so that you can do your job well.
就从你自己好好的从自己的、啊、小范围里面呢开始学习怎么样组织它慢慢扩大到你的工作你就会学到怎么组织你的工作
Develop a listening ear
也要学习到怎么样可以听
You know, we shouldn't be just so self-centered that we don't care about those we work with
不要一直很自我中心不管别人怎么想或是周围工作人怎么样做
But begin to care
开始关心
And caring can begin with listening
啊，关心要从倾听开始
You see sometimes we always want to be talking and telling people what they should do and what they shouldn't do But we should begin to listen
我们很容易就对别人开始讲开始对他们说他们该怎么做但是呢，你可以从听开始，不一定要从讲开始。
This will develop a spirit of caring.
那这样的话，就会带着一种关怀的一种态度。
Now develop confidence.
然后你要发展出，要成长出一种自信。
I remember when I was young, some 40, 45 years ago.
记得啊，我年轻大概是在40年前，十几年前的时候。
I met a woman who was a seamstress.
我碰到一个裁缝师。
Now, she sewed for very wealthy people.
她总是为那些很有钱的人来做衣服。
And she showed me some of the material that she was going to make clothes with.
她就给我看她要做衣服的材料,那个布。
Oh, it was so expensive.
是很贵的一些布。
And I thought to myself, how could she ever put scissors on that expensive cloth?
我就这样想，她怎么可以从这个，怎么样能够从这个很贵的布上用剪刀剪下去来下手呢？
Because she had confidence in her ability.
因为她对自己有那种自信，有能力的自信。
And it was not a false confidence.
不是错误的信心。
She really knew what she was doing.
她当然知道她在做什么。
Of course, confidence comes with experience.
那当然，自信也要来自经验。
I remember when I first started teaching.
我记得我刚开始教书的时候。
And I went into my classroom.
我进入我的教室。
And I didn't feel very confident.
我实在是没有什么信心。
Now, my neighbor, the next door teacher, she was very good.
隔壁教室的老师呢，是一个很好的老师。
And she could discipline so well.
她可以把她的孩子管得很好。
And so I asked her, how could she do it?
我就说你是怎么做的。
And she looked at me and smiled, and she said, you will develop the voice.
她就笑着对我说呢，以后呢，你就会慢慢建立你的声调。
And I recognize now what she meant.
我现在已经了解她的意思是什么了。
But confidence is a good part of getting ahead in the ability to achieve.
自信也是你能够有成就的一个很重要的因素。
Now this may seem strange in a day when people are not honest, don't care what they say, don't care what they take, but this is wrong.
在这个时代，一个不诚实的人好像对我们没有什么觉得好像没有什么惊讶，好像不管他们说什么都没有关系，但是还是错的。
It makes for a life that is false and a life that's living wrong.
这样的话，让我们的这种人生里面呢，带着不真实，是错误的。
You be a person that people can trust.
做那种别人可以信任你、诚实的人。
They can trust you with whatever they have.
不管你有什么，你做什么，他都可以信任你。
And no matter what, they know that you're the dependable person.
不管怎么样，让他们总是记得，知道说你是一个可以信靠，可以就是可以信任的人。
Become a friendly person.
而且成为一个友善的人。
Don't be sour.
不要总是那么酸溜溜的。
But be a person that brings cheer.
让大家觉得你很恩慈。
Enthusiasm. Be very enthusiastic. Have a lot of joy for what you're doing.
要有热心，工作的时候呢，带着快乐。
Use your imagination and build your imagination.
好好的用你的想象力，而且要建立你的想象力。
But then remember, develop loyalty.
记得也要建立忠诚的心。
I have visited places where people work for the government.
我曾经去探访一个地方是政府的工作地方。
I've tried to get waited on, get them to do something for me.
那我想希望他们帮我做一点事情。
And they acted like they didn't even care to bother to help me.
这些政府的工作人员呢，那种态度好像他们根本不关心我在那里要做什么。
There was no loyalty there at all.
在那里你看到他们一点都不忠诚。
But then I've gone into other places where the employees were very loyal and was right there to help build the business.
那我也去到一个地方呢，那里的那些工作人员呢，非常的热心。
That's a wonderful trait to be able to be one that people can trust.
当你有这样子热忠诚的时候呢，是别人可以信任的。
As you work, don't let it just be the job, but let your life be one that is productive to others to help others.
当你工作的时候，不要只有针对你的工作，在你的工作岗位上成为那个帮助人的这样的一个岗位。
We talked about a positive attitude.
我们谈到这种积极的态度。
Today there's so many problems.
在这个时代有很多的困难问题。
And when you have an attitude that's positive, that looks forward to that which is good, it helps others.
当你有这种积极的态度的时候，对一些困难的话也是很有帮助的。
In our Christian faith, we talk about having a servant's heart.
基督徒的信仰里面谈到我们要成为一个仆人，要有仆人的心。
We become a servant of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要成为耶稣基督的仆人。
And also we become a servant of those that we deal with.
而且我们要成为别人的仆人。
And we learn that we want to help, and we learn that we want to be of use to everyone that we touch.
我们学习到我们要成为一个帮助者，不管我们跟哪一个人接触，我们要可以帮助他。
You learn how to deal with people.
你要学习怎么样跟人相处。
And you recognize that even in your weakness, you can have a sense of power.
你也体会到即使你有软弱的地方，你还是可以在你的软弱里面有建立到你的那种力量。
Because of what you're doing, you care about.
因为你不管在哪里做什么，你都很用心，很关心。
My friend, much of your time is spent at your job.
你的工作会用掉你很多时间。
Determine you're going to be in something that gives you satisfaction.
所以你一定要立定你的志愿，好好在你的工作的这样的一个岗位上面呢得到满足。
Where you can reach out to others.
而且你可以去在那个岗位上面去接触到别人。
Because a person like that is a person that people will look to, appreciate, and lift up.
这样的人是别人所尊敬，所感谢，也是所羡慕的。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。